Good morning and welcome to the Builders Briefing for April 24, 2026. I'm Alex, joined as always by Sam. Big show today. The AI coding agent stack is growing up fast. We've got some gnarly supply chain attacks, and a hairdryer just won someone $34,000 on Polymarket. We'll get to that.
That last one is absolutely wild. But yeah, today really feels like an infrastructure day. Lots of plumbing stories that matter way more than they sound.
Perfect segue. Our big story, a tool called Context Mode, just dropped, and it claims a 98% reduction in context window consumption for AI coding agents. It works across 12 platforms: Claude Code, Cline, Cursor, you name it. What it does is sandbox tool output, so your model's context window isn't getting stuffed with verbose build logs and file listings.
Okay, 98% is a huge number, but honestly, if you've ever watched an agent choke halfway through a refactor because its context filled up with NPM install output, you know this is solving a real pain point. Context management is quietly the biggest bottleneck in agentic coding right now.
Exactly. And the practical upside is twofold. You save on API costs because you're burning way fewer tokens, and you get better output quality because the model stays focused on the actual task instead of drowning in noise.
Right, and what's wild is this is the kind of unsexy infrastructure that actually compounds. Everyone's chasing the flashy agent frameworks, but tools like this, context management, output routing, state persistence, that's the real unlock for going from demo to production. I think we're going to see a whole wave of agent plumbing tools in the next 6 months.
Agreed. Builders who invest in that reliability layer now are going to have a serious edge. All right, let's move into AI and models. Couple of juicy ones here. First, Hugging Face shipped something called ML Intern. It's an open-source autonomous ML engineering agent that can read papers, train models, and ship them.
That's interesting, because so many ML teams have way more ideas than bandwidth. If this thing can reliably reproduce paper results and run baseline training, it's a genuine force multiplier, not replacing your ML engineers, but letting them focus on the novel stuff.
Also worth flagging, there's a research post on the over-editing problem that got nearly 200 Hacker News comments. It digs into why models change more code than they should when you ask them to make a fix.
Oh, this drives me nuts. You ask for a one-line bug fix and the model rewrites your entire function. If you're building coding agents or review tooling, minimal editing should absolutely be an explicit evaluation metric. Link in the briefing, seriously required reading.
And one fun demo. Flipbook.page is a website streamed live directly from a model. No static assets at all. The model generates everything in real time.
That's model as server taken to its logical extreme. Not production ready, obviously, but if you're thinking about generative UIs or dynamic personalization, it's a fascinating proof of concept.
Moving to DevTools, Zed just shipped parallel agents. You can now run multiple AI coding agents concurrently on different parts of your code base at the same time.
This is a real differentiator versus Cursor and VS Code. If you're doing a large refactor or multi-file feature work, parallel execution cuts your wall clock time dramatically. I've been waiting for someone to ship this properly.
And a quick shout-out to Martin Fowler. He published a piece extending the tech debt metaphor to include cognitive debt, which is code that's hard to reason about, and intent debt, code that no longer reflects what the system should actually do.
That framing is so useful, especially right now. AI-generated code accelerates all three types of debt. Your code base grows faster, but if nobody understands why it's shaped the way it is, you've just traded velocity for a ticking time bomb. Really useful mental model for prioritizing refactors.
Okay, security. And this one's urgent. A fake Bitwarden CLI package was published as part of an ongoing supply chain campaign. If you use Bitwarden CLI in your CI/CD pipelines, go verify your package source right now.
Supply chain attacks are a weekly event at this point. Pin your dependencies, use log files, verify sources. This isn't edge case security hygiene anymore. It's table stakes.
Also, OpenAI issued a response to a compromise involving Axios developer tooling. If you integrate Axios in AI-powered backends, review the advisory. and researchers found a Firefox indexed DB bug that can link separate Tor browsing sessions through a stable identifier.
The Tor one is particularly nasty. If you build anything privacy-sensitive, browser storage APIs are a persistent fingerprinting surface. Don't assume browser isolation gives you the guarantees you think it does.
Quick hits. Someone used a hairdryer to trick a weather sensor and won $34,000 on a Polymarket bet. The Oracle problem in real life.
I mean, that is the most elegant demonstration of why Oracle design matters in prediction markets. Also, a ping pong robot is now beating top-level human players, and David Crawshaw, co-founder of Tailscale, is blogging about building a cloud provider for absolute scratch. That's a masterclass in infrastructure thinking. Links in the briefing for all of these.
All right, let's land this. Today's pattern is crystal clear. The AI coding agent stack is maturing from can it write code to can it write code reliably at scale. Context Mode's 98% reduction, Zed's parallel agents, the over-editing research, they all point to the same thing.
The constraint isn't model capability anymore, it's agent infrastructure. If you're building with coding agents, invest in context management, output sandboxing, and edit minimality now. Those are the compounding advantages that separate demo-quality workflows from production ones.
Well said. That's your builder's briefing for April 24th. Go check your Bitwarden CLI sources. Try out Context Mode, and we'll see you tomorrow.
And don't point any hairdryers at weather sensors. See you next time.